Now, Adora, we are going to move now from Pakistan to the balcony of the presidential palace in Bolivia.
Saludar a todas las bolivianas y a todos los bolivianos por su participación en esta fiesta democrática del pueblo boliviano. A ustedes, hermanas y hermanos presentes en esta histórica...
That's President Evo Morales talking about a democratic fiesta. He's talking to supporters last night from the presidential palace in La Paz. While results from a recall referendum are still unofficial, he appears to have won an even bigger victory than the one that put him into office. But can you win and still lose? The political deadlock that prompted this referendum is still in place. And some of his critics, won by an even larger margin. We're going to find out more from BBC correspondent and editor Americo Martins. He joins us from London. Americo, what was at stake here?
Morales has called for this referendum to try to get an outright political win. He wanted to be in a position of strength to impose some of the changes he thinks are necessary in Bolivia. He's facing, since he was elected, he's facing a very strong opposition, mainly for the governors, state governors in Bolivia, who do not agree with his political proposition. He wants to have more rights for indigenous people. He's the first indigenous president being elected in Latin America. He wants land reform, and he wants to nationalize some key industries, especially the gas and oil production in Bolivia.
I was going to say, like so many stories that we're talking about today, it seems to often come down to oil. These regional governors who are in disagreement with him, they actually have the physical, if you will, the geographic control over many of these resources.
Yes, the opposition controls the states, the provinces in Bolivia that are gas rich, and they oppose some of these political changes that Morales wants to make. He wants to divert part of the proceeds from the gas export, some of the money the government makes from those regions that produce the gas, to other poorest regions in the country, the ones that have more indigenous people as well. So you have a division, a country that right now is divided in geographical terms, but also divided in social terms, the richer against the poor, and also or even some say on ethnic grounds, because the opposition is mainly controlled by Europeans, people that are of European descent, against Morales, that has a very strong backing with the indigenous population.
Now, this situation was polarized before. At one point, they even blocked the president's travel. So what happens now when it seems as if it's even a worse deadlock than before?
Yes, I think the main thing of the referendum is just that it consolidated the division in the country. It's the most divided country in Latin America, and I cannot see a solution in the short term. Morales, after he won yesterday, we still do not have the official results, but it's clear that he won. He will remain in power, but so all the other governors, or most of the governors from the opposition. After the vote yesterday, he called for national unity. But I think that's really, really difficult to achieve that. All the governors also claim that they have a much stronger political mandate now, and they are claiming for more autonomy. So I do not see a solution in the short term.
Very quickly, as we wrap this up, what should we be looking for to happen next in Bolivia then?
Well, there were some clashes in the past between the supporters of the opposition and the supporters of Evo Morales, and the violence is on the cards. There is always the possibility that we could have more violence. The army is backing the president, so I don't expect any movement from the army in terms of a coup or anything more dramatic. You are going either to have a stalemate of both sides not talking to each other, or one of the sides will have to make a move.
Okay.
I don't see this move coming, though.
All right. Thank you so much. It's Americo Martins, a BBC editor, talking to us from London about the latest in Bolivia. I'm Catherine Lanford. We're going to have more here on The Takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.